Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Game Summers! Sports Radio 101.9 FM and Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a very good evening to you and AUB. It's 6:30 and 45 seconds to go right along with the Thursday evening on your fan. New York City. Steve Summers here, you there, Brian Rascona, Dave Ettinger there on the other side of the glass, and the 1-877-337-6666. And it'll be a Thursday, 3.5 hour schmooze, right up until 10 on your fan. New York City.
Atomic Blonde is both style and substance.
If I can play, I'm gonna play. It's just the bottom line.
I know you don't know what I'm going through.
I think what's important is that we as a team do everything we can to go out there and play the game and try to win the game.
You dreamed of being here. You dedicated, gave everything to be here. So you do all this to play games.
Manning back, he looks right, he throws to the right corner of the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown by Odell with a defender all over him.
But let me tell you that it hurts so bad.
Hurts so bad.
It makes me feel so sad.
Hurts so bad.
It makes me hurt so bad to see you again.
I mean, there's risk, but there's risk to anything. It's life. Like I said, just taking it day at a time, there's not much more I can do but do that.
I want to see good football, and I want to win the game. And I think that's what we're trying to get done. And then anybody that's on the field is always being evaluated.
Hopefully I feel better tomorrow, and then the day after I feel better. Day after and day after. You know, I just keep feeling better. That's the goal.
But let me tell you that it hurts so bad.
Hurts so bad.
It makes me feel so sad.
Hurts so bad.
It's gonna hurt so bad if you walk away.
Hang on, a play fake. Takes a deep drop. He's looking for the deep ball down the right side, looking for Odell, who makes the catch at the 10 and tackled at the 8-yard line.
You know, he's doing what he can to come back from that injury. I don't really have any comment on the Facebook part of it. You know, he's doing what he can to get back.
I don't even know how to answer that question. Like I said, I wouldn't have missed last week if I could play, so I don't specifically know. If I had on pads and a helmet and the game was about to start in 5 minutes, I don't know.
Atomic Blonde was a delight. I did not expect this to be half as good as it was.
Well, the lead story, of course, once again, is the Atomic Blonde. And if you consider yourself a leading man, you are usually going to be the lead story. And the issue, to quad or not to quad? Is he hurt or is he injured? Can he play? Does he want to play? Suspicious minds are very suspicious when it comes to the Atomic Blonde. He says, the coach tells us, and maybe you hear between the words, read between the lines, the coach tells us there is a difference between being hurt and being injured, reminding us you can play hurt, but not so if injured. We really doubt we would be hearing him expressing any doubt if he was talking about B.J. Hill, who has done a pretty good job for the New York Football Giants as a rookie. Well, what we heard from the coach about being hurt and or being injured, and there's a difference, that is really code for we think you can play. But divas and leading men like to call their own game. And we all are wondering if it's more his ego hurting than his quad, since the leading man is really now the co-star to Saquon Barkley. It could be that the Atomic Blonde needs the football a little bit more than another IV. Now we are not the Atomic Blonde. We do not know what he feels about his body, and we do not live in his world. Of course, we are not doctors, we are not athletes, we are not football players, we don't have his quads, and we don't know the people who know him better than we do, like maybe Lil Wayne or Trey Songz or Justin Bieber and those he's had relationships with, brief as they were with Josh Brown's kicking net and a one-day fling with a cooling fan. So, why do we doubt? Why do we not trust? Why do we not take him seriously? Why do we not believe what he tells us, what he says? Because, well, he's the Atomic Blonde, and divas, we know, are more me than we. And if you cannot take the Atomic Blonde seriously when he tells you he wants to be or is a leader on the team, it's because leaders don't really want followers. They want to be with other leaders. And of course, the Atomic Blonde, not really a leader. The Atomic Blonde wants three things. He wants the ball. He wants your undivided attention, and he wants to win in that order. If he's not injured, if he is hurting like most in the NFL are come week number 16, then you need to be leading by example, showing up for yourself, showing up for your teammates, showing up for your fans, and showing up for the organization itself. The two remaining games do mean something when it comes to showing up for the battle, even if the war is lost. Now, we all know the New York Football Giants this year, for a couple of years already, not very good. But I think all of us can agree that even if the New York Football Giants are not very good in 2018, they have not quit. Some of us think the Atomic Blonde has, and his coach has some doubts. Saquon Barkley is the new face of the franchise, and the Atomic Blonde has to face that fact. Couple of other things before we take a break and get right away to your telephone calls. And we certainly, it's not a marathon tonight. It's like 3.5 hours with the schmooze right up until 10. But a couple of other things. And we were alluding to this last night with what time we did have. And I think it deserves to be mentioned again. Now, CC Sabathia, and by the way, he was with Manny Machado. I think the big issue right now is with Manny Machado is not whether he is going to sign with the Yankees at the moment, not whether he's going to sign with the Phillies, who he met with today. And of course, he met with the White Sox on Monday. And then the three mystery teams that are supposedly the Cubs and the Angels and the Padres. Listen, if you want mystery, read Agatha Christie. But the bottom line is, C.C. Sabathia was there at lunchtime with Machado and the rest of the Yankee brass, and something about C.C. happened yesterday, and again, I think it deserves another mention. He was ejected, as Yankee fans remember, as New York baseball fans would certainly remember. He was ejected in his final start, needing two innings to reach $500,000 with the bonus. And the Yankees decided to pay it anyway. They certainly have the money, but that's a pretty nice gesture, a decent gesture indeed, for someone who could use it as pocket change. Now, you'll remember, Sabathia in his final start, he hit a Tampa player, and then you had Austin Romine being thrown out. So Sabathia retaliated against Tampa's retaliation by hitting a player, and CeCe was hit with the ejection, two innings shy of the bonus. So the Yankees say to CeCe Sabathia, a Merry Christmas to you. And the bonus, by the way, again with the pocket change, the bonus probably goes to the kids' allowance money. One other item, a football item, and I'm sure you've already noticed and probably are already aware with what the Raiders, the Oak Vegas Raiders, what they have done. They have signed to their practice squad the interception man, and that is Nathan Peterman. Yes, that Nathan Peterman, who threw five picks and a half in his first start for the Bills. That Nathan Peterman, who finished his time in Buffalo with three TDs that no one can remember and 12 interceptions that every Bills fan can remember in four starts. Three TDs, 12 picks, and four starts. His 32 passer rating is several points worse than if he had spiked the ball on every one of his plays. Well, tell me the Raiders aren't tanking, number one. And then tell me Kaepernick's case with the NFL with the collusion doesn't have another Exhibit A to it. The Raiders had a choice. Sign a quarterback who is better at spiking the ball or signing a quarterback better at taking a knee. Questions and inquiring minds want answers. Maybe we'll come up with a few over the next 3.5 hours. What do you think with the 1-877-337-6666? Number to call on the Fan. New York City.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.